Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 11:31 here on Cambridge 105 Radio. My guest, Fons Chamberlain, is with me. Good morning, Fons.
Morning.
Good to have you with us. Now, you're here to talk about this non-stop broadcast that you're doing. Let's get the dates and the details right, first of all. It's on the 23rd of November.
Yeah.
It's 12 hours from 9am to 9pm.
That's correct, yeah.
And facebook.com/ Cambridge Historian is where people can see it. So, well, obvious question, why the devil are you doing such a thing?
Well, I do local history, and I thought I wanted to give something back and decided to do something, well, the software that I use to share local history to help a good cause.
Why this particular cause? There are lots of good causes out there.
Well, it's Fight Bladder Cancer, but this one, where I used to live, I met this brilliant guy. His name was Dave King, and he went through bladder cancer, and it really, really shook him up. But he was so brave about it. He had to have complete operation. It took away everything. And instead of being able to go to the toilet, he's got like a little tap where his belly button is. But it was complete inspiration. And I thought, I mean, people like him. And I wasn't aware of the condition as much because it's not one of the main focused cancer causes. So
I think people are almost embarrassed about talking about it because it involves the bladder.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. And there's not any really big charities supporting it. And when he told me about Fight Bladder Cancer, that the guy who founded it all, Andrew Winterbottom, who founded it all, actually he's a sufferer himself, and actually he has been diagnosed terminally now. So he's built this charity and basically looking for support to keep it going after he's gone as well.
Well, I can understand why you'd want to support a cause, but most people just put 20 quid in a collection box. So where did the idea come from to do a non-stop broadcast?
I've worked in media, radio, TV, and I do a weekly show through Facebook because technology's changed so much. And you can now broadcast your own show via Facebook and other means like Twitch and outlets. So I've been doing that and it's been quite successful. I know that it's attracted a lot of people, so I thought I'd use that and make people more aware, making it more aware. Instead of me just, like you're saying, chuck £20 in, I can actually make more people aware and also help give them the opportunities to support the charity if they wish.
12 hours, though, that's a long time, isn't it? I mean, it's daytime hours, so that's good. But what are you going to do for 12 hours?
I've done a radio broadcast for 24 hours before for another charity. But I've got lots of guests. I've got outside broadcasts from different locations and a lot of celebrities give their time for free as well that I know, people that I know, like, who have I got on there now? Got Danny Sloggett, got a Guy Sinner who was in Hello Hello, Jamie Rickers who does stuff on Nickelodeon, and a whole host of people. So
if people tune in at any point during those 12 hours, what kind of things will they be seeing?
Well, actually, the good thing about this is something that's completely different. They can actually come, if they wish, live on camera. They can come on live camera, come part of the show and actually interact with these celebrities as well. So, and they can make comments, they can make suggestions and stuff. So it's complete new format. It's revolution, the whole thing, really. They can actually get involved with the programme as well.
Yes, you can do that, but when you go Facebook Live, can't you? You can have people interacting. So what kind of things? There'll be interviews, outside broadcasts?
Yeah, there'll be interview, outside broadcasts, live music, out on outside broadcasts as well, and competitions. We've actually got a quiz show that we're running on it as well. So there's contestants already lined up and go for prizes and all kinds of things. And really, so it's going to be, I think I was a bit worried how I'm going to feel the 12 hours, but I think I've managed it.
And what about you? How are you going to keep going? What, sugar and coffee?
I don't know. I don't drink coffee anymore, but no, I think it's just a buzz of excitement and knowing that people are getting awareness of the charity and been able to support it.
So that's the aim, principally, is it to raise awareness and to raise money, I guess.
Yeah, it is, because, like I was saying, it's not that well known and it's not out there. And, you know, Andrew Winterbottom, who founded it, it's a brilliant charity because something that they do as well, they actually thought, I want to support this, is not only do they support the patients, that they actually give support to the families as well. Because a lot of people have family members who go for a condition and the family suffers as well, and partners, and they actually offer support for them as well.
Excellent. So afterwards, is it something you're going to be following up?
Yeah. We'll see how it goes, and never know what could be another one in the future. Or it's something that's never been done before, so we're gonna see how it goes.
I like
doing that. I'm a bit like that. Sometimes you take risk and it pays off. Sometimes it don't. So
yeah, live life dangerously.
Yeah, definitely.
So 23rd of November, 12-hour broadcast from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. What Fons, if people are listening and thinking, I really want to support this cause, but I know that I'm just not going to be around on the 23rd of November.
Yeah, I've got a Just Giving page where people can donate to. It's justgiving.com/CambridgeHistorianLive1.
Just can you say that again?
Yeah, justgiving.com/CambridgeHistorianLive1.
And people can also contact you by your Facebook page.
Yeah, they can. Well, it's facebook.com/CambridgeHistorian.
Well, good luck for the 23rd.
No, thanks for having me on as well.
You're welcome. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Yes, facebook.com/CambridgeHistorian.